Welcome to Share Talk, the only podcast where investors come first.
Hi, this is Acme with the Bulletin Board Heroes on Friday, March the 6th, here on Share Talk, sponsored by the UK Investor Show. That's to be held on Saturday, April the 25th. Mostly mining and gold stocks in the mix today. Clearly, the state of the market suggests that that's a safer area to be in, safer in inverted commas. Starting off with Anglo Asian, where you can see that after a bear trap from below the October floor there at 116, and then a bear trap through from below the rising 200-day moving average at 136, looks like we've got a positive setup here. Probably want to see an end-of-day close above that September resistance line at 150, or end-of-week close as well. And at least while we're above the 200-day line, one could jump the gun on the idea that the stock will break out through 150 and head up to that August resistance line projection at £2.10 over the following month or two. Next contender is one that I've looked at in recent days, but given the dearth of bullish situations, here we have it again as a repeat, Condor Gold. Beautiful price action today so far, breaking to near-term highs for the stock. I think last time I was looking for 40p on this situation, and that was in line with that resistance line projection from June, heading towards that area. In fact, 45 looks like a possibility now over the next few weeks, and that target valid at least while we hold above 30p, which was the intraday peak of February. In fact, ideally the shares won't actually go below the 31-32 pence level, which has been recent consolidation. Hummingbird Resources is a stock which I shied away from for a long time, and it's understandable given the way that the price action's been, but I like that bear trap that the shares delivered through from below the 50-day moving average, now rising at 23 pence. In fact, both the 50 and 200-day lines now rising, which is normally a very good sign of positive momentum for a stock or market. We can also draw these shares within a rising trend channel from as long ago as the beginning of June last year. And the top of the channel currently heading towards 38, 39 pence, maybe 40 pence over the next few weeks. Obviously, if you're cautious on the situation, you'd wait for a break of the 30 pence area. But with both these moving averages rising, at least while we're above the 50-day line at 23.79, one would take a guess that the stock will start to break out in a pretty solid fashion. In fact, I suppose the real breakthrough here was the break of this line here at the middle part of January, even though there was obviously a lot of jiggery pokery in terms of the stock and the price action in the aftermath of that. But it looks like the shares are finally on their way at the moment. Another gold stock is Highland on its way now, Highland Gold Mining. Here we've got a golden cross for a gold stock here, just a golden cross today between the 50-day and 200-day moving averages. That should set the stock up in good stead for further gains, probably up to as high as 280 plus, which is the top of a rising trend channel from back in October. Nice bounce for the RSI as well on the 50 mark at the end of last month, so that should give the shares some decent momentum over the next few weeks. Difficult to get away from Novacyt. We have people calling enjoying the doom and gloom as far as the coronavirus, with tweeting out that Novacyt could be a beneficiary. It's sort of ambulance chasing type situation, or coffin chasing in some cases. But the current setup on the daily chart is that we're in a triangle here between around 95 pence and 145. The next big break for the shares, if they break to the upside, would be an end-of-day close or a weekly close above 145. The reason for favouring the upside rather than downside, apart from the coronavirus nightmare, is the bounce for the RSI on neutral 50, and also the way that we have both the 50 and 200-day moving averages rising quite nicely at the moment. Probably the easiest way forward here actually would be to look to buy dips towards the 90 to 100 pence zone, as we've had opportunities like that already during the week. Next situation to look at is Oriol, which is probably one of the few genuine recovery plays from the bottom of the range still left, and that looks any good. Here you've got a break really of this, looking for a break of this falling wedge from December. End of day close or a weekly close above 0.4 pence would seal the deal, but the fact that we've gapped up after a bear trap below 0.3 pence today and have a very solid candle accompanied by bullish divergence in the RSI window all goes to gain that, or to suggest that we're already on our way for the shares, and that we could retest as high as 0.6 pence in coming weeks. End of day close, or weekly close today above the 200-day line would probably be enough for even the more cautious traders to assume that this stock will keep going on the upside or recovering from its recent lows. Finishing off with final gold stock, Petropavlovsk. Here you can see that the shares are in this rising trend channel that's been in place since November. Floor of the channel currently at 20 pence, the top of the channel heading towards as high as 33 pence. And you'd expect to see that happen over the next 2 to 4 weeks. Break of this former peak at 23.5 from last month would be the trigger for momentum traders, the rather obvious trigger for momentum traders at the moment. That's it from me today. More updates on Monday.
Thank you for listening. Remember to visit our website for more news and other podcasts at www.share-talk.com.